What is on your mind? It's such an important question. It's the name of the show, ladies and gentlemen. What's on your mind with Todd Mitchell, the K-Fire Radio God? I am Scott Hinnon, and most importantly, you are wonderful and awesome and fantastic, and we're glad to have you listening to the voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, or KCGB in Minot, or KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO Tioga, and AM 1100, the Flag in Fargo-Moorhead. For this program we call What's on Your Mind. Quick reminder that Todd and I will be assisting our friends from the Lake of the Woods Pie Company on Tuesday and handing out free pie. Did somebody say
free pie?
That might be the two best words in the English language, ladies and gentlemen.
Got my attention.
Free and pie. Anyway, that'll happen Tuesday. We'll have the show live at the Bismarck Civic Center for the K-Fire Agri International Trade Show. And I kind of call it the Big Iron of Bismarck. You know, it's kind of like the Big Iron of Bismarck.
Oh, that's true.
You got to be there. So it's lots of fun, and look forward to it. And we will be there broadcasting the show, obviously, during the morning hours. And then right after the show, the folks from the Lake of the Woods Pie Company who have told us they've met the bar for the best pie on the Northern Plains.
We'll just see about that.
Yeah.
So. But you got to love any pie that, you know, is going to bring itself to the Agri International.
Exactly right.
I mean, that automatically gets them into prime consideration right there.
They are delivering that. So anyway, we're looking forward to that very much. We're going to chat with Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner in the state of North Dakota, who was in the middle of a controversy this week. Give him a chance to address some of the things being discussed, and also Senator John Hoeven at the bottom of the hour on the Farm Bill. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome. Lots of traffic on our Facebook page on both the stories of the tragic death at Fort Yates, by the woman who froze to death, it sounds like, as a result of no propane in a trailer home there. And also the birthday today of Ronald Wilson Reagan. He would have been 103 years of age. So a lot of great Reagan memories on our Facebook page. Check all those out. Without any further ado, let's welcome Doug Goring, Ag Commissioner, to the program. Doug, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Todd. I am doing well. Thank you.
Has this been a tough week for you? I mean, that's probably an understatement, but how are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling all right. There's been a lot of outpouring of support coming throughout the state from the ag community, from my Farm Bureau friends. So, yeah, it's been good. You just got to weather these things. You got to stay focused and be honest, put the truth out there, and let people know. And as some have already told me, they heard some rumors and they said, my God, the rumors are far worse than the truth. So we're so glad that we know what's going on now. So
you mentioned your Farm Bureau friends, and obviously I think the political side of this, we'll set aside the allegations and the personnel report for a bit here and just talk a little bit about the fact that you have a Farm Bureau group that you are a former, you know, member of, and part of their leadership as a vice president, and obviously been a longtime supporter of yours, now supporting a different candidate for ag commissioner, and a Republican candidate that will challenge you for the nomination in the primary. So when you say you're hearing from your North Dakota Farm Bureau friends, are you hearing from folks that now disagree with you, or that are you suggesting there's some sort of a dispute within the Farm Bureau about they're promoting a different candidate?
Well, it appears to be a faction within Farm Bureau, a handful of people that are really probably driving this, from what I've been told. So they have supported and endorsed, I don't know if they've endorsed, but they are supporting a candidate that they are going to run in the convention. And from what I understand, they're going to look at stacking the delegates and get the nomination.
What is your belief on why they would do that? Why do you think they are supporting a different candidate for the nomination?
Well, from what I've been able to understand over a period of time is I think there's probably a lot of little things, and I think there's some misconceptions. I think there's some untruths out there. My role with, for example, the animal cruelty bill, I think that that whole issue when it came up 4 years ago, I know that the ag community got rolled over the top of on the issue. I was approached last spring and asked, or I should say, I got to think back in time, where are we even at on some things here? It had been the spring before, so almost 2 years ago, and asked to help look at drafting some new legislation that everybody wanted to consider, but there was so many different factions here. There was Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, the Stockmen's, the Board of Animal Health. There were the North Dakota Veterinary Medical Association, Dakota Zoo, and some local pet shelters from Fargo Moorhead and from Bismarck Mandan here that were part of this coalition. So for about the first three or four meetings, I helped facilitate some of those discussions, played peacemaker, and I did put some resources on the table, my state vets, and then also an attorney from our office to help them draft legislation that they could then forward to legislative council, to legislators, and then it would go before the legislature itself. And during that period of time, after about three or four of those meetings, then the Stockmen's actually took over and chaired the meeting, and they, from time to time when things came up, I was asked to intervene and work with and try to find an area that everybody could agree on. And so somewhere in there, other than when I was asked to testify on the process, for some reason this thing started to get labeled on me, and I think that was unfortunate. I think it was a misconception.
What I've heard about that, Doug, sorry to interrupt, but you mentioned that you saw your role as a peacemaker, and I've heard others say you were sort of forging a solution here, and that there was damage from that. I mean, in retrospect, do you see the point on the other side that what your maybe good intentions were ended up doing some damage to the situation, or do you think it was handled well?
Well, I guess I believe it was handled well. They came up with a compromised situation and position, and as I understand, at the end, everybody was happy with the legislation that was passed. It was a compromise on what they were trying to do. Our job in the department is whatever that law is, we have to implement, and that's what we did, and that's what we do once that legislation had passed and been signed into law.
I want to walk through a few of these others that you think might be list of disagreements with some of your previous supporters. But do you think it is more policy related than it would be anything to do with the investigation or the complaints from employees in your office?
I absolutely believe that. I think that was just kind of the vehicle to maybe spank me on the other policy issues, and that's where I'm concerned about the policy issues, because I'm somewhat perplexed by them. For example, on the private property rights issue, that I am not a strong advocate for private property rights. I had reporters visiting with me saying, you know, can you explain this to me? Because we're in industrial commission meetings and we're watching your stance on private property. What is this issue about with private property? It has been suggested, actually, it's been told to my deputy that I was supposed to take out the governor and the attorney general on this issue, that I was supposed to be vehement and vicious about it. Well, first of all, I don't operate that way. And secondly, I'm going to take out the governor and the attorney general. No, I'm not going to do that. We work towards solutions. We're getting there. We're getting a better position all the time. But the one place that I drew the line on in the sand was I have real problems allowing the public to have comment on private land, which would influence that land's use. And we're still working out some of those things. And I know that groups are landowners and private property advocates and the private sector are weighing in on those issues. And, we'll come up with some solution, I'm sure.
Because I must say that it's my sense that this really is about policy, and I hope we can spend some time talking about the differences. You explained one example of animal cruelty. I don't really see the Farm Bureau as the one that are bringing up the personnel file. I mean, and that issue. I mean, where did that originate? Obviously, that probably originated with people in your office, right?
But restate that to me.
Well, what I'm saying is, in other words, the Farm Bureau didn't create complaints in your office.
No,
right?
That's right.
And
they just used the issue to bring out the other things. Yes.
How are they using that issue, though? Because I hear them complaining more about policy than I do about that issue.
Sure. Well, I think the fact that it came out in the press conference with the candidate was to at least provide that vehicle to start the dialogue and to bring these issues up. That's where I believe it came from. I mean, and the other issue that came to the forefront was the thing on the fertilizer rules.
Let's talk about that when we come back, because that's some more policy as well. And I do want to give you a chance, Doug, to address the allegations, because there's two schools of thought here. One, that there's no there, and that this was dealt with, and others that this is just inappropriate conduct that would not be tolerated in the private sector and shouldn't be in government. So we'll give you a chance to address that more. Doug Goring, our guest on What's on Your Mind. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Set up, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of guest speakers. Presentations start at 9:45 a.m. with our keynote speaker, Peter Zion, who will provide strategic intelligence on global business, economic, and geopolitical affairs. Noted television host of U.S. Farm Report, John Phipps, will make the case that we are ready and capable of prospering in whatever future comes and that there will be many opportunities to consider. Senior agriculture meteorologist Drew Lerner will assess the status of the drought in the United States and detail the 2014 weather outlook for North America. Be sure to join us on February 18th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Amanda Bosold here for Midas Resources. Today, January 31st, 2014, gold opened at $1,251.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,297.49, $648.75 for a half ounce, or $324.37 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,297.49, $648.75, and $324.37.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers. Answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hanna. Your telephone, our telephone number, your calls welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're chatting with Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner in North Dakota, who has recently announced his candidacy for re-election in that post. He also has a candidate that is going to be competing for the Republican nomination. Her name is Judy Estenson. She's a farmer, a nurse from Warwick, North Dakota, and she has the support of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, an organization that Doug previously was a member of the leadership of, and also a previous supporter of his. So this is a sort of an interfamily squabble a little bit. Let's before we get back to the policy, and I do want to give you some time on not only the policy differences, but also what you see as your accomplishments here that you think ought to be taken into consideration in the context here. But let's just talk about this complaint. you have admitted that this conduct was inappropriate, right? And recognized the complaints and sort of said, like, I better deal with this. And as I understand it, got some, I don't know, training or what. Just explain the genesis of this complaint, if you would.
That's absolutely right. I'm embarrassed over what had happened. We were actually in Indianapolis. We were at meetings. I had staff there. My back had been out for a couple of days and was in a lot of pain. I was having a severe headache. And two of my staff members were there, and I asked one of them to please walk on my back so I could at least get it cracked. We were going to be getting on a plane in a couple hours. We then went out to the airport. We're at the restaurant. I am trying to get some work done, catch up on some emails, and the waitress was continuing to ask me if I'm going to order something. I said I was fine. And then the fourth time, and I'm right in the middle of something, I just finally said, you know, I'll just eat off somebody's plate here. And she looked a bit appalled and disgusted with that answer. And I just said, well, they're a harem. Now, keep in mind, there are men and women at the table, and it was inappropriate. I shouldn't have said it. And that just kind of transpired into then what took place. And I apologize for this. I talked to staff about it. There was no ill will meant by it. And in fact, they even said they didn't believe there was any either. And I don't even think in those terms. And then I wished that I wouldn't have been in so much pain and having that issue that I was dealing with. But it happened. I did talk to HR after they investigated. They deemed there was no action deemed necessary. I asked them about if there was anything I could do. They talked about some different programs. I did ask if I could take some of those, and I did some training. I also asked for some training for our department, just so that we're mindful that in the future, things that we say or do aren't misinterpreted, taken out of context, that we just need to be mindful how we communicate and how we're going to be perceived. We've got a great department here. There's a lot of great professional people, and we just want to continue to provide a professional environment that people are happy to work in and feel like they're accomplishing a great deal for the state of North Dakota.
So this could be fairly called just a lapse in judgment. I mean, there's a part of the report here that talks about an employee that overheard you tell the woman in question here as you were walking back to the hotel that it was, while it was not in her job description, she would have to walk on your back. And you're saying, obviously, the pain clouded your judgment a little bit, I guess. I mean, what I'm asking is that do you see this as much ado about nothing, or do you see it as a lapse in judgment on your part?
I get it would probably be a lapse in judgment. As to the comment that you referred to, I don't know anything about that comment. But, I was in pain, and I asked if they would walk on my back. So yes, I did.
I've also seen the exit interviews of a Katie Pinky and a Kelly Wald who were part of the situation that was described in the complaint. Miss Wald does not complain at all in the exit interview that I can see, and Katie Pinky was obviously the instigator here. But the interviews paint a different picture of serving under you than the complaint does. So there are some conflicts here with the individuals in question. I think folks need to see all of this in context. But again, let's get back to why you have a challenger. And an off-air or an emailer has said, has your opponent, your new opponent, Ms. Estenson, mentioned this issue in any way?
Talked about inappropriate behavior, raised those questions, and then just kind of left it open-ended. So that opened the door, and I know that Farm Bureau has also brought up some of those issues or had suggested that, so I addressed it.
Right, although I think others are saying the candidate, your opponent, is not mentioning this. Obviously, others in the Farm Bureau have, so maybe that's splitting hairs. Let's go to policy here a minute and just go through some of the things, because I think that's the crux of this. I think legitimate differences on policy are the issue, and you mentioned that as well. You talked earlier about the animal cruelty situation, so we certainly covered that one. I've heard also a lot of folks talk about Measure 3. The right of farmers and ranchers to engage in modern farming and ranching practices guaranteed in the state. Some people were upset you didn't support that, and I understand you have to be careful because a governor and a commissioner can't go out openly actively engage in these issues, but people saw you as sort of refusing to at least speak out in favor of
I did. And in fact, I know that Farm Bureau leadership came to me and asked me why I wasn't doing more, why I wasn't putting out press, why I wasn't saying this or that. And the reality is, and I told them at the time, I can either support or oppose the measures, those constitutional measures that were out there. If the media asked me a question, if somebody asked me a question, I can respond to it because it's what I do every day. I supported the measure because it's what we are doing all the time, supporting those modern-day agricultural practices and systems that help create efficiencies and effectiveness in production agriculture.
I want to just quickly, because we only have a couple minutes left here, go through a couple others. The liquid fertilizer proposal. I talked to a lot of growers that see that as an effort to find a solution for a problem that doesn't exist. And folks saw you as sort of being a facilitator, as sort of, letting the camel's nose of critics under the tent that ends up making that situation more difficult. Is that unfair criticism?
I would call it unfair criticism. I'm trying to protect the industry. I was challenged with the fact that in the recent years we've had 350,000 gallons of liquid fertilizer that's been accidentally released. With all the issues being raised about ground and surface water contamination, I needed to step up and protect agriculture, and I was challenged by state and federal agencies, a little bit cross-eyed, just saying, well, Commissioner, this is in your purview. You have the fertilizer program. And I had the Ag Association coming forward saying, we need some certainty here. We want to know what type of rules are supposed to be in place. Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, Iowa, all these states have fertilizer rules. We don't really have anything here. What are you going to do? And I said, well, they put a stakeholder meeting together. They developed some of the concerns and things that they wanted to see put into a draft proposal. I'm looking at best management practices, but you got to put it out there to be responsive and responsible. So then it started the conversation, and as we move through this and take comments, then you start to develop what will look like and be that final fertilizer rule. But this is in no way, as a farmer and a landowner, I don't want to hurt myself or my son who's farming or any other farmer out there.
You bet.
This is a matter of just trying to make sure
Doug,
we protect.
We unfortunately are out of time, but we'll consider this part one of an ongoing conversation. Appreciate your time today on a tough week, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Utah,
bye.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have two heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service, free coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower. Well, they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. with a state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities, and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Because for many years, I was a Democrat.
Oh, Ronald Reagan's humor was the best. It would have been his 103rd birthday today, by golly. We're going to celebrate, not with birthday cake, but with pie, Tuesday at the K-Fire Agra International Show. Can you hardly wait, Todd? It's going to be great. And our friends at Apache Sprayers are going to be there as well and bring some of those big, big sprayers there so you can check them out at the Bismarck Civic Center. If you can't wait, you can stop to see High Plains Apache and Frontier or Mandan. They are your authorized Apache sprayer dealer, and I tell you what, growers love these sprayers. Patty Abbott, her husband Keith, and Patty own an AS720, and they talked about comparing the cost of hiring a company to spray for them when they couldn't get in the field late in the season versus buying an Apache. They quickly realized those costs alone could account for purchasing a new Apache. And she said, I think if anyone made that comparison, they'd be surprised. It's more feasible to own an Apache than you might think. And you know what? Five-year warranty, fuel efficiency, that mechanical drive system is the best. Makes it a more rugged machine and makes the Apache sprayers easy to maintain as well. Find out more at highplainsapache.com. Stop and see them in Mandan or Frontier. Or just come on by the K-Fire Agri International Show Tuesday and Wednesday. Not only to see the folks from High Plains Apache, but also to see Todd and I get some free pie on Tuesday. Sound like fun, doesn't it? All right, our next guest is Senator John Hoeven. And speaking of the Agri International Show, Farm Bill passing this week is big news, and we want to talk about that and some other things in the headlines. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Scott, greetings to you and to Todd.
And we want to let folks know, if you have a question or comment for Senator Hoeven, always gracious in allowing us some time to visit with him here on the program, and we'd like to defer to you on the questions and comments. So 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Farm Bill, Keystone XL Pipeline, a little bit on the propane shortage. We have a lot to cover, but it is Ronald Reagan's birthday. Do you have a favorite Ronald Reagan moment or memory, Senator?
Oh, so many of them. You know, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. That was actually written by a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine who I went to school with, Peter Robinson. And I can still see that. And whenever I talk to Peter, you know, we talk about it. You know, I love the way he talked about our country as, you know, a shining city on the hill. And it was his strong, clear, great leadership that really made it happen. And so, yeah, there's so many. And, you know, it's nice that we remember him and honor him on this, what did you say, 103rd anniversary?
It would have been, he would be 103 years today. You know, I find myself wanting for that kind of leadership in the Oval Office that's been missing. And, you know, you're in the middle of so many battles as a result of it. I mean, we don't have Reagan-esque leadership at Pennsylvania Avenue these days, do we?
Well, that's right. I mean, strong, positive, and a real belief in the individual, and that you empower the individual. The role of government is to empower individuals, and they will do great things and build great lives and of course, a great country. Just an amazing leader.
Let's talk a little bit about the Farm Bill. I know you worked hard. You were on the conference committee. Senator Heitkamp was here earlier in the week, and she gave you a ton of credit for all the good work on this. Talk a little bit about what this means for North Dakota.
Well, you know, it's been a lot of work, and And, you know, it's a strong farm bill. Our farmers and ranchers did a great job of being part of the process. All along said the number one priority is enhanced crop insurance. We got that. Also, making sure that we had good support for our livestock producers, our ranchers who were hit very hard early in the year. And then, you know, real reforms. We saved more than $23 billion. But we also put the kind of reforms in there, ending direct payments and those kind of things that I believe were important, too. So, again, all in all, we had to find compromises. That's what we did on these tough issues. Some things I would have, you know, liked to have done differently and gotten more. But I think it's a very strong bill. And, you know, in terms of making sure that we have a long-term plan and certainty for our farmers and ranchers, it was critical that we passed it. Otherwise, we could have been looking at yet another extension, and that just doesn't work for our farmers and our ranchers.
I know a lot of farmers, a lot of producers are concerned about conservation compliance being tied to crop insurance. You fought that tooth and nail. We spoke with Senator Heitkamp a little bit about that and said, gosh, couldn't farm state Democrats have done a better job of convincing Harry Reid and Debbie Stabenow that that was just a bad idea? And she said, well, it was Saxy Chambliss's fault because he originally proposed that idea. And even though she gave you credit for, you know, making sure it wasn't retroactive and making some changes, she sort of put the blame on Senate Republicans. Is that where the blame lies on this one?
No, I don't think so. I'm really, what happened was obviously this was a big push from the conservation groups and so forth. And it really came out of an effort from the majority in the Senate, the Senate Democrat side, and it was part of the work with the conservation groups. And the reason that we, you know, again, as you said, I worked to change it, to get it amended, to take keep it decoupled between conservation compliance and crop insurance, but what the difficulty we had is a lot of the national farm groups, now not the North Dakota farm groups, but the national associations came out right at the beginning of the process and said it was okay. That really put us behind the eight ball. So then when I went in with my amendments to try to keep it decoupled, you know, I wasn't able to get enough votes to do it. Now, the good news, though, is that in conference, because I was on the conference committee, I was able to go in and get changes in the statute, get amendments in there that are more farmer friendly. For example, it is no longer retroactive. It was originally retroactive back to 2008. That would have been a big problem. That was the biggest concern our producers had. I got that changed in the conference process. Also, the acre for acre mitigation language, which Kevin Cramer actually was able to insert on the House side, but was not on the Senate side. I was able to get that in the report language from the conference that USDA, you know, is directed to do the acre for acre mitigation. And there's also a fund, a $10 million fund, to make sure that they work with farmers on that acre for acre mitigation. So no retroactivity and the mitigation. Those were big things that we were able to get. Still not everything I wanted, but a lot better, you know, than what we had originally in the Farm Bill.
Senator John Hoban, our guest today on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's your biggest worry going forward on that? And beyond what you've already done, is there anything more? Here's a good example of where I think producers are concerned. You know, a kind of a funny line, but at the same time, a scary line is somebody called and said, I don't want tree huggers in the combine with me. You know, I don't want them up in the cab. I mean, other folks see this as mission creep, that once they get their nose under the tent here, that they're going to be going further and further. There's real worry out there about what this is going to mean for, you know, extreme environmental views. How do you mitigate that going forward?
Well, absolutely. That's exactly, you know, I understand, and that's why it was very important we make sure that these provisions are farmer-friendly and are rancher-friendly, because look, even for the conservation groups, they need to understand the farmer and ranchers out there every day. And, you know, it's going to work much better if you've got, you know, a farm program where the conservation is something that works for our farmers and ranchers. And so on. But you have to understand the conservation compliance was always tied to the farm program. That's not new. So for 99.9% of the farmers, it's the same as they've always had. It's just that If you didn't participate in the farm program, but you still got crop insurance, then you didn't have to meet the conservation compliance. Well, that applied to very few farmers because most of them are in the program. So it doesn't change it for the vast majority. But nevertheless, regardless, we have to have conservation rules that work for our farmers and ranchers. That actually benefits the sportsman. And I am an avid sportsman. I love to hunt and fish. And that's why I worked really hard to try to make those programs farmer friendly. But we don't stop here. I'm on the Ag Appropriations Committee. I'm going to continue to work on this issue so that, sure, we have good habitat and we have more game and more fish. We all want that. That behooves the farmers and ranchers, too. It makes their land more valuable. But it's got to work for our farmers and ranchers who are out there every single day taking care of the habitat and the animals and making a livelihood. And this is a point I always bring up, you know, feeding this country, feeding the world with the highest quality, lowest cost food supply in the world.
Bob at Grand Forks, listening on AM 1100 with a question for Senator John Hoeven. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Senator.
Hey, Bob.
I want to thank you for your determination on the Farm Bill and this conservation tie. It's unbelievable. Colin Peterson was in an interview, and he said the Ducks Unlimited and the Pheasants Forever and all these groups are just elated with this Farm Bill with the conservation tie. And that only means to me that until they get this whole country into wetlands and grasslands, they will not give up. And I'm just myself, and I'm telling anybody else that will listen, post your land against Ducks Unlimited hunting. They're the ones that are pushing this, and it's just totally unbelievable and unrealistic what some of these people are trying to do. These wetlands, to some of these people, are like a religion. They worship them, and it's just so out of control. It's beyond comprehension.
Well, Bob, that's why I say it's so important that the conservation groups understand, the wildlife groups understand that they got to work with the farmers and ranchers. That they're the people that are out there. They're the people that own the land. And, you know, I try to make that point all the time so that they're working with the farmers and ranchers in a way where you have a good relationship. And I think that's going to work out much better for everyone.
Appreciate the call, Bob. Thanks very much. Let's talk about the Keystone XL pipeline. About a minute is all before the break, so we can start and we'll finish on the other side of the break. What's going on here? I mean, one report after another saying it's okay, and yet we still continue to mess around here. Is there any hope he's ever going to approve this thing?
Well, look, that's why we have to keep forcing it. His strategy, he wants to turn it down, and his strategy is to defeat it with delays. And that was kind of working with them. But now, you know, again, because we keep pushing, we've brought it back to the fore. Now the final environmental impact statement's out, clears the way to approve the thing. So we can, you know, I continue to build bipartisan support here for legislation that just approves it. Already done that once. He turned it down. We're coming back, going to do it again. And also working with Canada, there's a big summit February 19th. With President Obama, with President Nieto of Mexico, and Prime Minister Harper of Canada. And Canada is going to bring this up. They've been very patient. But now they're going to say, hey, we're America's closest friend and ally. We certainly deserve a decision, just as the American public deserves a decision.
All right, short break, back with more with Senator John Hoeven. More of your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome for him as well at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550 or by email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll continue after this short timeout on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Good morning, Senator Hovind. Thank you for coming on the radio to take our questions today. Say, would you lend your support to having a select committee in the House investigate Benghazi and the abuses of the IRS? Would you lend your support to having a select committee with subpoena power investigate the IRS and Benghazi?
Yeah, I
thank you. Bye-bye.
That was an off-air call, so I apologize for that. So he just left a message during the break. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm supportive. Obviously, we have to do more to get to the bottom of both.
All right, so the answer is yes. And the select committee, I guess, is important because it has a special investigative powers, right?
Yeah, that's the – I think the idea is it has the ability to get, you know, testimony and find out exactly what happened, get to the bottom of it.
Jamie Bismarck, question for Senator John Hovind. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Senator Hovind.
Good morning.
A bill just passed the House. It's H.R. 3590. It's called the SHARE Act. And it would give more access to gun owners and hunters to Corps of Engineer land to carry their firearms on. And it protects lead-based ammo from the EPA or these environmental wackos who want to try and ban lead-based ammo and make it more expensive and so everything's copper. And it would also promote the construction and repair of public gun ranges. What do you think the chances are Harry Reid letting that come to a vote? I know he'd rather sit on attack and support gun rights, but what do you think the chances of that are?
Well, I'm co-sponsoring it in the Senate, and I'm working to get it to the floor for a vote. I think that we can, I mean, I'm hopeful that I can help generate enough bipartisan support that we force him to bring it up for a vote, because it's a good bill. And like I said, I'm co-sponsoring it, and I'm working on getting more sponsors. And if I can get enough, we'll force a vote on it and get it passed. And yeah, I hope we can, believe we can.
Jamie, appreciate the call. Let's finish on Keystone XL Pipeline. I know you had a big gathering on Tuesday. I mean, are we reaching critical mass on this? The president, I see, has asked John Kerry for a recommendation. I know that there's a 30-day public comment, but number one, what happened on Tuesday with your group? And second of all, just give me your gut reaction on when this is going to be decided one way or another by the administration.
Well, as we were talking, the final environmental impact statement came out. So I set up a big press conference down here to show all the different groups that support this project. I mean, it starts with the American public that, you know, over 70% want the pipeline approved and recognize it's important for national security in terms of energy security. But, you know, I set up a bipartisan group, Republicans and Democrats, not only from the Senate, but also from the House. In addition, we had business interests, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, energy folks. We had labor unions there, so business and labor. And also the ambassador from Canada, Gary Doer, who, you know, used to be the premier of Manitoba when I was governor. We worked together a lot. And so now he's the Canadian ambassador to the U.S., and he came and was very forceful, saying, hey, we need to get a decision here. So I think it really is both putting more pressure on the administration, but also helping to build support in the Congress. So hopefully we can get over that 60-vote threshold and just force approval of the project.
Let's talk about the propane here for a moment and the shortage, which I know you've been working on, and also a tragic situation down at Standing Rock Reservation at Fort Yates. A woman died in a home without heat, and evidently there was alcohol involved, and there's an investigation ongoing. But nonetheless, the story was tweeted out by Chad Oban, the Democratic Executive Party Director in North Dakota, with the comment, "Unacceptable. While the money piles up in Bismarck, a person freezes to death." What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think that's unfortunate. First, it's tragic what's happened, and obviously, you know, I mean, all our sympathy goes to her and her family, and we want to help the tribe and make sure that they have the heating assistance that they need. The propane prices have gone up due to the very cold winters, so, I mean, this is something that we've been working on. We got the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, which is part of the federal DOT, to waive the hauling rules so that the truckers can get propane into areas like, you know, the reservation where there's a shortage. Also, we got $3.4 million in additional LIHEAP, which is Low Income Heating Assistance Program money, to the state of North Dakota. So, you know, we have provided more federal dollars. And I think, you know, obviously that the challenge is making sure individuals, you know, have that money and that their propane tanks get filled timely. But we've worked very hard to make sure there's more money out there for heating assistance. And then longer term, we're working on finding out why we're seeing these propane shortages. And I think that's something we'll continue to work through the Energy Committee. But again, tragic incident. You know, what we should be focused on is making sure the help is there, and two, that it doesn't happen again in the future.
Is that deplorable to connect those dots to, you know, piles of money in Bismarck and a woman dying?
You know, again, I think that what we have to focus on is, one, you know, sympathy for the individual and the family, and two, making sure we're working together, federal and state. And that's what, to make sure it doesn't happen again, and to make sure that the resources are there. That's what we've done. I think that's how it should be approached.
Senator, appreciate the time today, and good job on a great thing for North Dakota, that farm bill, and your tireless efforts on that front. A lot of folks are excited about some certainty for the future. Appreciate your time. All the best to you.
Big time thank you to our farmers and ranchers and what they do. They are tremendous, and again, highest quality, lowest cost food supply in the world, and they get her done every day.
Thanks, Senator.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.